A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Last time we looked at the first words, so or therefore in most translations, and the reason why Paul gives is goes on before this, and then flee youthful passions. We described exactly what it means, not just trying to stand in that point and trying to fight and resist as with most sins, but in this case to run away, to flee. But notice that in the same breath, God the Holy Spirit says to us through Paul here, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. It is not, the Christian life is not just turning away from sin, as is the seal, the second part of the seal on the firm foundation of God we find in verse 19, where it says, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now that is a giant part of the Christian life. And you cannot start pursuing righteousness if you haven't done the first part, departing from all sin and being cleansed from what is dishonorable. But pursuing is extremely important, because otherwise the demons come back to the cleansed house and they fill it all the more with other demons. In Hebrews we find very similar words, where in Hebrews 12 verse 14 it says, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. There is a striving, there is a pursuing. That means with violence, you could say, as we find in Matthew chapter 12 verse 11, it says that heaven is taken with violence. It is stormed, in other words. It is, you could say in this context, pursued. We strive after it, denying everything else, because this becomes our obsession. Christ, He Himself, the Lord, the things of heaven. It doesn't help that you're just watching out for bad things. You must at the same time be pursuing that which is right. And that's why he then describes what this righteousness is. Faith, love, peace. Those things which proceed from the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And he goes on to say, though, do it alongside those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Be associated with the people who are doing the same thing. You can't do this alone. Have fellowship with God's people as you pursue righteousness.